This week in the Missouri Senate, we reviewed two measures, one that found success and one that did not.
I was very honored to handle this important bill.
House Bill 430 was signed into law on April 22nd. The new law makes changes to certain benevolent tax credits. Senator Holly Thompson Rader of Scott City was the bill handler in the upper chamber.
And that was to increase and make a few changes to the adoption tax credit program that we have. And before, where we had tax credits available for people who adopted children out of the foster care program that were special needs, now we have opened that up to any adoptions of foster children.
She adds this new law addresses some long-standing concerns regarding some tax credits.
Also in that bill, we increased the tax credits that were available to our domestic violence shelters. Right now, we have just a little over 50 in the state, and certainly they need all the help that they can get.
Senator Thompson Rader also says this new law adds other incentives.
This bill also extended some tax credits to maternity homes, increased the amount and extended those. Very, very hopeful that bill is going to make some changes to many people's lives across Missouri.
House Bill 430 took effect on August 28th. Another item from this year's regular legislative session did not fare as well.
In the last few years, Missourians have passed a number of major issues through this process, including medical marijuana, Clean Missouri, and Medicaid expansion.
House Joint Resolution 20 sought to modify provisions for initiative petitions and referendums. In addition, this would have been left to Missouri voters had the resolution passed. Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis is among those who opposed this proposal.
I believe that changes in HJR 20 will make it more difficult for Missourians to directly participate in the democratic process. By raising key thresholds for the initiative petition process, I believe we are stacking the deck against everyday Missourians who are seeking to have their voices heard at the ballot box. I believe this is part of a worrying trend to stifle Missouri voices.
There is a chance a similar measure could be introduced again next year.
It's an interim committee.
In the meantime, the Missouri Senate Interim Committee on Medicaid Accountability and Taxpayer Protection continues to meet. The panel has already released one report, with a second expected to come later. This committee remains in effect through the end of this year. This panel has been gathering regularly to hear both from the general public as well as those who work in the healthcare industry. We will have more on this committee's latest hearing next week. All of this is happening as we move closer to the 2022 legislative session. Pre-filed legislation will start to receive bill numbers for next year on December 1st. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.